This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. Think about walking down a path in the country or on a trail. It's pitch dark. The moon and stars provide the only illumination, although you might notice a streetlight in the distance or an unexpected row of houses. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. All of the music we'll hear on this program has dark undercurrents, along with a few flickers of light and maybe some dazzling fireworks that will stop you in your tracks, only to recede and bring you back into darkness. Actually, you don't have to believe anything that I just said. I just think that I've put together a pretty well-curated program together for this episode of Between the Keys. It's basically nocturnal in mood, but with wonderful bursts of energy along the way. I think that's especially true about this first selection we're going to hear, Mozart's Fantasia in D minor, Kerschel number 397, performed by Mieczysław Horszowski.
Thank you.
The Fantasia in D minor, Kerschel 397 by Mozart, performed by Mieczysław Horszowski. And when Horszowski made this recording, by the way, he was a young man of 95. Claude Debussy's Images Book 2, composed in 1907, contains three pieces, Cloche à travers les feuilles, which means bells through the leaves, et la lune descend sur le temple qui fut, which means descent of the moon upon the temple that is no more. And the last piece is Poisson d'or, which means goldfish. We are going to hear all three pieces of Image Book 2 by Debussy in a relatively recent recording by pianist Stephen Hough. Let's listen.
Thank you.
We've been listening to music of Claude Debussy. We heard all three pieces from the Image Book 2. The titles in English are Bells Through the Leaves, Descent of the Moon Upon the Temple That Is No More, and Poisson d'Or. The pianist was Stephen Huff. Debussy had a high regard for Chopin and was really indebted to his music, and in fact he edited Chopin's music for publication. Chopin's nocturnes often get looked upon as very dreamy, pleasant, introspective compositions, but there is often a darker side that lurks underneath the surface. The Nocturne in B major, opus 62, number 1, happens to be one of my favorite of the nocturnes, and I especially love those long chains of trills toward the end that you're going to hear now. I have this performance that Vladimir Horowitz played for what turned out to be his last recording in 1989, and Horowitz's biographer Harold C. Schoenberg called this performance one of the sexiest recordings that Horowitz ever made. Well, let's see about that.
Thank you.
Music of Chopin, the Nocturne in B major, Opus 62, number 1, with Vladimir Horowitz at the piano. That was from his last recording. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys here on WWFM.org. The Ukrainian-American composer Virko Bali has written a series of solo piano works titled Nocturnal. His Nocturnal number 7 dates from 1993. He revised it a few years ago. It's a work that is very carefully structured, but it unfolds like a story with surprising twists and turns. You have these moments of achingly lyrical piano writing alongside some very complex keyboard textures with notes that just spray all over the place, so it seems, yet nothing ever sounds cluttered. The composer describes this piece as a tone poem that might seem to belong to some primordial stream of being. I think that's a pretty appropriate description. We will hear Virko Bali's Nocturnal number 7, subtitled Introitus, performed by pianist Timothy Hoft.
Thank you.
music of Virgo Bali, his Nocturnal Number 7, subtitled Introitus. This is music that really takes you on a journey, and we could not have had a better guide through this journey than pianist Timothy Hoft. This comes from a recent recording that Timothy Hoft made on the TNC label, Reflections on Ukrainian Piano Music, Volume 1. Franz Liszt began his career as one of the greatest and most innovative piano virtuosos, and at the same time he was composing lots of flashy piano music. He stops playing in public to concentrate more on his composing, and his style considerably deepens, combining virtuosity and musicality in perfect synthesis. Well, at least some of the time. And then toward the end of his life, he begins writing short and often very cryptic pieces, where Liszt leaves out as much as he leaves in. Here's a little waltz from the late period that Liszt calls Bagatelle Without Tonality. The pianist is Leslie Howard. Music of Franz Liszt, that's one of the more familiar works from his late period, the Bagatelle Without Tonality, and we heard it performed by Leslie Howard. Here's a nocturne by Respighi, who is a composer better known for his colorful orchestral music than for his piano works. I think this is a beautiful piece, and I have an equally beautiful interpretation here that I hope you will enjoy, with pianist Konstantin Scherbakov. The Nocturne, or the Notturno, forgive my bad Italian pronunciation, composed by Ottorino Respighi and performed by Konstantin Shcherbakov. We have both light and darkness, both seriousness and playfulness, in these two etudes by the late Finnish composer Eno Johanni Rautavaara. We're going to hear Laura Mikkola perform first the etude in thirds and then the etude in sevenths. Music by Eno Johanni Rautavaara, two of his Opus 42 piano etudes. The first was the Etude in Thirds, and that was followed by the Etude in Sevenths. The pianist was Laura Mikola. I thought we could decompress a little bit with an encore by yours truly. That was a little piece that I composed. It's from my own CD called Meditate with the Masters. We are just about out of time, so let me remind you now that Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. I look forward to us being together next week at this time, so until then, stay well and please, please, please be kind.